And we are honored to have in studio with us, as announced back in 12th of November 2023 by Senator and Honorable Penny Wong, Minister of Foreign Affairs Australia, the appointment of Miss Jenny Dareen as Australia's next High Commissioner of the Republic of Kenya. The High Commissioner to Kenya is also accredited to the Federal Republic of Somalia and Republics of Burundi, Rwanda and Uganda, and the United Republic of Tanzania. Good morning and welcome.
Great to be with you.
Absolutely fantastic. How long have you been here now?
3 months.
3 months? How are you finding it?
It's fantastic. It's gone very quickly. It's been a very fast start.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, let's just go back to your previous post, and maybe you can tell us a bit of the history from, you know, where you've been and how that was.
So I've been a diplomat for almost 20 years. I joined after the very big Indian Ocean tsunami in 2004 to work on Indonesia and the response to the tsunami in Indonesia. It was our largest ever humanitarian and emergency response. And it was great to be part of that. And from then on, I was completely hooked. I just couldn't think of anything else I would rather do than work in international affairs in other countries. And my passion still is humanitarian work and emergency response. But this career has afforded me the privilege of working in a range of countries in three continents, including the Pacific, where I was High Commissioner in Vanuatu, one of the most disaster-prone countries on Earth, in Indonesia and Southeast Asia, and in Africa. I've spent time in Africa before. It's very good to be back.
Absolutely fantastic. Has diplomacy always been something you've wanted to do?
Look, it wasn't something I thought about doing when I was at school, because it wasn't actually a profession that kids talked about very much. I didn't really know what a diplomat was. And I don't think I'm unique in that regard. I think a lot of kids don't know what diplomats are or what we do. But I always had a passion for current affairs. I was always interested in the world and what was going on in the world. I came from a migrant family. So my family had migrated to Australia in the early 1960s. And so I had a connection with another part of the world. And I was keen to get out and see it. But to be completely honest, it's probably fair to say I fell into diplomacy through my work on that emergency response in the early 2000s. That's when I really started to learn what international relations was all about. And I've been very, very lucky to have the opportunities that have come my way since then.
And some of the opportunities have landed you in Africa, like you said earlier on, being in Ethiopia. Perhaps you can tell us about that.
So actually my connection to Africa goes back a very long way through my family. My family is Italian, and Italy has had a connection with Africa for decades and decades, back to colonial times. Members of my family came to Africa for work. And so they'd work in Africa and they'd remit money home. Europe was very poor during and after the war, and that's how, you know, people made money to feed their families and send their kids to school. So my connection actually goes back through my family for quite some decades. But I personally first worked on Africa and African issues when I was involved in global health about 10 or 15 years ago. Then I was on the board of a number of global health organisations, including those that deal with HIV/AIDS, TB and malaria, and vaccines. And I had the opportunity to visit then, and I was just amazed. This is just such an amazingly diverse, exciting continent. So when I had the chance to come back and work in Ethiopia in 2021, I really wanted to do that. And it was during COVID, you know, it was very difficult. We were all responding to the COVID pandemic. there was a conflict in Tigray. So from a professional point of view, it was really interesting, but it gave me a taste for how Africa engaged with the world and how it saw the world and what was happening here. And I talked to some of my colleagues that had come here before and worked here, including in Kenya, and they said it was one of the best postings they'd ever had. So I decided I wanted to come back, and here mm-hmm. I am.
Welcome once again. And it's a good thing that you've had a connection with Africa for a while, especially East Africa, seeing it grow from where it was to where it is right now. I pride myself in being a Pan-African, and sometimes even I marvel at how fast we've grown, especially the young generation that is coming up. It's completely changing things and seeing things in a different way completely from where we are. How are you seeing that positive change from, you know, battling some of the causes that you are handling to where we are right now, where technology has taken over and we're seeing this particular generation just changing the narrative that is Africa?
Well, I think it doesn't matter who you talk to around the world. When they talk about Africa, they talk about the bright future that it has. It has a very young, vibrant population. I understand that Kenya has one of the fastest growing startup sectors in the world. The uptake of technology is phenomenal. The economies are growing quickly. They have the resources to meet our needs as we transition to cleaner energy. So it's an incredibly bright future, and everybody recognises that. And I think the thing is how we walk together on that journey, how we engage as countries to support each other as we move into the decades ahead. And we've got a great foundation to build on. I mean, the relationship between Australia and Kenya, for example, is very long-standing. Next year, we will celebrate 60 years of bilateral relations. And what does that mean? That's a sort of techie diplomatic term for we've been working together as countries for almost 60 years, almost since the time of Kenya's independence. And there's a lot that we've done together, but there's so much more that we will be able to do in the future as this part of the world develops. And we really see East Africa as a bright spot, as a hub almost, for engaging with Australia.
We'll touch on that when we come back in a short while, 26 past 8 o'clock. Her Excellency, Miss Jenny Dareen, Australia's next High Commissioner to the Republic of Kenya. Questions, queries, 984 in the morning is where you can find us. Capital FM. Her Excellency, Miss Jenny Dareen, Australian High Commissioner to the Republic of Kenya. Welcome once again. And we're just talking off air how you were in media in your early life.
I was. I started my career in media and public relations, although I'm not a trained journalist. I studied law, but, you know, the things that are common between the two professions is a love of words and language and storytelling. Mm-hmm. And so I sort of fell into media and had a very successful career. And it took me in lots of different directions. So I have produced documentaries that have screened on national TV.
Nice.
I've co-authored and edited books. I've taught media and public affairs at university. But like all of us, you know, our careers take twists and turns, and media has changed a lot in the last 20 years, particularly digital media. And the advent of social media and the news cycle. It's very fast and probably a bit too fast for me now. So so I put my energy into other things, but I still use those skills every day.
I would imagine. I would imagine as you're doing right now here in studios with us. And as we are talking, we're talking about the relation that is Kenya and Australia and the partnerships that have managed to have successes throughout the years, celebrating 60 years next year. What are some of the key points that you'd celebrate in the past years that have led to, you know, a good relation between our two countries?
Well, the first thing I'd say and I think this is enduring, is the links between our people. Mm-hmm. It may surprise your listeners to know that there are over 50,000 Australians of East African descent in our country.
Wow.
Doing all sorts of things, all sorts of jobs, running businesses, organisations, making a contribution to our country. And Kenya makes up about half of those. So there's almost 25,000 Kenyans in Australia, scattered all around the country. There's a big population in Western Australia. And in fact, when I met President Ruto, he reminded me that quite a number of his constituents live in Australia. And he's right, they do. And they make a huge contribution to our country. They're one of 300 ancestries that make up modern Australia. Mm-hmm. And as and like me, you know, I'm also the child of migrants. And together we've knitted this amazing, diverse fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And we all get on and do our thing. So that's the foundation. But we also have a lot of Kenyans who study in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, 2023, was our largest number ever.
Yeah.
Of Kenyan students. And there's great demand to go to Australia. And I think that's also really important because we want them to have a good experience. Of course, we want them to have a great education.
Yeah, yeah.
But we also want them to connect to us. We want them to have the experience of living in Australia, of making lifelong friendships.
Indeed.
And then returning with that experience here. And that bond endures a lot of things, and it provides a bedrock to the relationship. That understanding between people is really important. And then they bring Australian music back with them, they bring Australian culture back with them. You know, we're pretty easygoing, Kenyans are pretty easygoing, yeah. We understand each other. So there's a real personal connection there. And I think that's a really wonderful thing. As a government, we've also supported very high-performing students to undertake higher degree studies in Australia, particularly through the Australia Awards. And for people out there who are aspiring master's students who are interested in studying in Australia, folks, now's your chance. The Australia Awards Master's Program is open for applications until the end of April. There's my plug.
Nice.
And if you're interested and want to know more, go to AustraliaAwardsAfrica.org and you'll get all the information you need. So there's, you know, there's people-to-people links. But the other really big part of the relationship is the economic relationship.
Indeed.
And that's where I think there are great prospects mm-hmm. for the future. We have fantastic experience in mining and mining services throughout Africa. Australian companies are involved in over 200 projects and investing over $60 billion in working with the countries to make the best use of those resources, including here. There's the largest Australian mining company in East Africa. In Kenya, is base, and they are in Kwale, and they're a very high performing quality company. So we'd like to see more of that in the future. Mm. We'd like to see more collaboration on agriculture. Another interesting thing that people wouldn't know is we are doing some amazing agricultural research mm-hmm. together,
mm-hmm.
world class. That could be game changers. And so we'd like to see that continue. And we're also doing work together on health, on education, and in other areas. So there are very, very good prospects
Indeed.
For the future.
It's quite interesting, actually, Church on Bays. That's in Kwale. That's my hometown, I would say. And I've seen some of the fruits that have bared. Courtesy of the relations between people on ground, of course, the local community and the company. And as well, when you mentioned earlier on about some of the numbers coming in terms of students going to Australia to study. And according to the Australian Government Department of Education, Skills and Employment, 1,968 Kenyan students enrolled in universities back in 2020, making one of the top 20 sources of countries for international students in Australia. Why is that? Why is education so big in Australia?
Well, I think there's a few reasons. One of the reasons is the reason I mentioned earlier is that we already have a good relationship between our countries. For a Kenyan parent who is thinking about an education for their child, they want to send them to a place that is safe, where they will have a good experience, where they can visit them, where they will get a good education, and where, if their visa allows, they can also earn some money. Mm-hmm. So Australia offers that. Australia also, being a very multicultural country, is very welcoming. The communities embrace people who come. And I've met a number of Kenyan students who are studying in Australia, and they are fantastically talented young people who are the leaders of the future. And they're really comfortable there. You know, they're really happy there. They're really happy with their courses. They're really happy in their community. They're supported by the diaspora, which is a fantastic thing. So that's also really good. I dare say the weather plays a part too. The weather in Australia is pretty good.
Totally. And just to stick into that in terms of arts and entertainment and creativity, I had the pleasure of meeting predecessor, His Excellency Luke Williams, and he was big on arts. Is that something that we will continue seeing?
Absolutely. Luke and Beth O'Connor, our public and cultural diplomacy officer, have done a fantastic job to promote cultural connections and the arts here. And that will continue. I sadly am not a heavy metal music buff like Luke. I'm more like a Kylie Minogue, Taylor Swift fan. But I really appreciate the work that they have done. I've met some wonderful people that we've worked with and will continue to work with. And tonight at Australia Day, we'll have a performance from Opera Affinity, which is a Kenyan-Australian collaboration, which is musical. So I'm delighted that we'll continue to do that. And the other thing we're doing in that space is working with media and supporting media capacity building in a range of ways through the... through various meetings and forums and festivals, but also in countries in our region. So before you said I'm accredited to Somalia,
indeed.
One of the important pieces that we're doing is working with the Somali journalists on building their experience and their knowledge to do investigative reporting and be good journalists,
indeed.
Which is so important in the country, right?
Exactly.
Because... you guys bring news to ordinary people.
Indeed.
You distill it and digest it and share it with people. Mm. And we need that to happen. But journalists need to be supported to do that. So
exactly.
It's a great piece of work, a great project. And we've just done some investigative journalism training with them just in the past week or so. And that's gone really well.
Fantastic. Capital FM. I am delighted today to have in studio with us Her Excellency Miss Jenny Dareen, High Commissioner to the Republic of Kenya from Australia. And my contact, I told you earlier on, and learning about Australia was always, you know, neighbours, home and away. And it's actually quite interesting that they're still going on at the moment. But as well, Steve Irwin. I've always thought of Australia like, yeah, you're greeted by a croc at the airport. But Australia is more than that. It's more than the what we show on TV. It's more than, you know, Discovery Channel and all this. And today, actually, celebrating Australian Day. Tell us more about that.
Well, before I get to that, let me say a couple of things. Firstly, thank you for playing so much Australian music.
You're most welcome.
And I feel a bit guilty that that I asked that you play Aretha, but she's just so uplifting. How can you not listen to Aretha?
She is.
So thank you for doing that. And, you know, one of the things, you mentioned Steve Irwin, and one of the things that's really amazing about Steve and many other people like him is that at heart they are passionate conservationists. Mm-hmm. And that's actually something that has struck me since coming here to Kenya is that's something that we also share is a passion for conservation of our biodiversity. Mm-hmm. And you are doing it so incredibly well in this country. And it's just such a privilege to be able to travel out and see what you've achieved through those efforts. And of course, we take our visitors out as well so that they can see it too. So to all of those out there who are working on conservation and biodiversity, you know, we salute you because we're just so grateful that you do what you do. But on to Australia Day. Yeah. So we're having a big celebration of Australia tonight, and we're opening our beautiful chancery, which we've occupied just for a very few number of years. It will be the largest event we'll have hosted there, and one of the things that we wanted to do was bring a bit of Australia to East Africa.
Indeed.
So people will be welcomed with some of our First Nations symbols and images. And again, we have this connection because you are the cradle of civilization.
Mm-hmm.
It's where, you know, modern man began. But we have the oldest continuous culture on the planet. And so we want to connect the two.
Indeed.
Tonight. When people walk in, they will hear the didgeridoo, a instrument that's used by our First Nations people and that is timeless as our country itself. And for us, it is very evocative.
Indeed.
Of home. So everyone who walks into that place, who is Australian at least, should feel straight away that they're walking into a bit of Australia. And that's what I want that to be.
Exactly.
But I also want it to be a great celebration of the relationship and a chance to really sort of, you know, pause and think about how much we've already done and how much there is still to do. And we'll do all of that in the usual hospitable Australian way.
Indeed.
So we're very much looking forward to that.
Massive shout out. I'll take this opportunity to say hello to my good friend listening in all the way from Australia, the steak maestro himself, Australian celebrity chef Chris Wade, who brought Wagyu beef to Kenya. He's such an amazing chap. And my brother, sincere hellos to you wherever you're listening from. What can we look forward to in terms of relations between Kenya and Australia?
Well, I'd like to see us be ambitious for what we can do together. I think we have really good foundations to build on, but some of the things that we've talked about are things that we can do more of. We can build the economic relationship. We can build the people-to-people links. And I think, you know, as we live in a more uncertain, troubled world, we
Indeed.
Can also work together on issues that affect all of us, all of humanity. Climate change, for example,
Indeed.
is a issue that is hitting us here and now. Both our countries experience crippling droughts and flooding rains.
Indeed.
And they affect our farmers and they affect our agricultural productivity and they affect our economy. So we have much in common in that regard. We can work together on other issues as well, environmental issues. One of the things we're all working on together as a community of countries is a treaty on plastics to
Right.
reduce plastic pollution.
Indeed.
Now, if we succeed, and we must succeed because plastic pollution is a huge problem, it's affecting our oceans, it's affecting our rivers, it's getting into our food chain, we need to do something about it. But there's no point one country doing that on their own.
Exactly.
We all need to work together, and we all need to agree what the rules are going to be. And then we all need to hold ourselves account to abiding by those rules.
Indeed.
And that's where Kenya and Australia are very successful partners, because we're similar sized countries, we're similar sized powers, and we benefit where we can operate in a world that is peaceful and secure, and where the rules are the same for everybody.
Indeed.
And so I think the future is very bright. I'd like to see us do a lot more together. And I can tell you I'll be working very much towards that aim in Indeed. The years that I'm here.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so very much. And I will hold you to task just before I leave you. Away from the title, the world at the moment feels a bit tilted, so to speak. What's your encouraging message to the people of Kenya, to the people of Australia, to the world listening in?
Well, my encouraging message is that we can all make a difference if we work together. But we have to work together with the same objectives.
Indeed.
And I think we have those already. So it's about committing to that and continuing that work together into the future. And in that way, we can address the crises that come our way, the uncertainties that come our way. Working together is the key, I think.
Absolutely. Thank you. Her Excellency, Miss Jenny Doreen, Australia's High Commissioner to the Republic of Kenya, as well, of course, accredited to Republic of Somalia, Burundi, Rwanda, Uganda, and Tanzania. Thank you for making time to come and talk to us. Thank you so very much. And for your request as well. Uplifting, very uplifting.
It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely.